First and always, after listening to a story, decide for yourself what it means to you, what's captured your imagination. Or what's repelled you and disturbed you. Those are the secret trap doors that the story's opening into your soul. And those pieces are the most important. And when you fall in love with a story, like I have, and you've listened or told or read a story over and over and over again, you'll start to notice that there's doors and windows and extra rooms where meaning and sense-making is still revealing itself to you. This exquisite story, The Legacy Necklace, comes from Africa. It was told to me by one of my mentors, and I fell in love right away. And after telling it for so many years, I started to see that maybe, just maybe, the story had to do with true belonging. And that somehow, for us to find our true belonging, sometimes we have to leave the place we once belonged to. Like the girl in the story, she didn't want to leave her village, her ancestry, her grandmother, but she felt compelled to, based on the circumstances. It's like she couldn't grow up into the woman she was supposed to become. It's like she couldn't grow up to be the woman she was meant to be if she stayed the child that she once was. It's a bittersweet. It's a bittersweet reality for some of us. Maybe all children need to leave home to know that they belong in their own home. Now, this wasn't an easy initiatory process for the girl. She was torn, disassociated at a soul level, to be tossed out into a dark forest. She didn't know yet what medicine was waiting for her, what allies were waiting for her, what challenges she would have to overcome. And that's often the sign that one is going through initiatory process, is there's some feeling of a life or death experience that is about to happen. In many of the old stories, the meaning or the message of a story isn't said straight out. Sometimes it's done with metaphors, characters, or things repeating themselves. So one of the things that I find so fascinating about this story is that there's a woman above the ground in the forest, and then there's a woman under the lake, like mirror images of each other, but in different forms, suggesting that within each of us, there's more than one. There's a wounded one, and there's one who can give blessings despite our woundedness, like two sisters of the same family within us. There's also this idea about seeking light. When the girl's lost in the forest, she pretty much gives up, falls asleep, slumps down next to a stump. But there's just the flicker, the slight promise of heat, compassion, warmth, guidance that pulls her out of this, I'm hopeless, alone and lost, and helps her drag herself across the forest to meet the first sister. How many times in our lives have we been in this place? Slumped on the bathroom floor, curled up in our bed, feeling like we're all alone and have no idea how to find our way out of our current conundrum. And there's a phone call. There's a love letter that slips out of our diary. There's this faint flicker of a vision. And we move towards it. This is a necessary part of our stories, both to be lost and to move towards and find something that is alive, something that is warm. And you'll see this in another story in this series, Vasilisa, because it's a metaphor that many of the old stories used to signal to the listener, follow the light. Even in the underground forest under the lake, after the girl gets thrown in, when she's lost in that thick water, not able to swim but groping, she moves towards the light she sees in the underground grotto that's actually coming from her own beads. Maybe you've heard the expression, as above, so below. This story points to that idea that what is above in our waking mind also has a life below in our subconscious mind. You could also think about the past and the future. The past is what we know. The future is what we'll come to know. This idea that there's more than one world is prevalent in many, many stories. Even when you look into the natural world and you see a tree, you can imagine the world underneath the ground, the roots that are digging deep, that are mirroring and holding up all the branches. This is the way of things. We are not outside of the natural world. Our psyche, our learning, our growing are all governed by natural laws. And in the story, it suggests that what's within is also mirrored without. What's within also has a life outside of us. The second sister is waiting at the bottom of the lake. Even though the girl doesn't know that there will be one to mirror the scarred and wounded one above, there she is. And there is the girl moving towards her, moving towards that feeling of like, this one, I can go towards her and receive the blessing of her shining necklace. So many times in our lives when we needed it the most, there was no one there to bless us. In our struggle, to tell us, keep going, you're worth it. It's okay that it hurts. It won't always hurt this deeply. You were meant to try again. These blessings didn't make their way to us. And sometimes the blessings came, but we were in such pain or disillusionment, it was as if we turned our cheek and missed the blessing and had to repeat an initiatory and had to repeat an initiatory process again just so we could be present for the blessing. But in this story, the girl receives her blessing. She allows her ignited necklace that was buried deep in the dark to be placed around her neck. And when she does, she is elevated, lifted up through the dark morass of the underground forest and layers of murk and water until she arrives on the very same shore that she left. Full circle. But this time, there's no shame, even though she's naked. There's no fear as she steps out onto the shore that she doesn't belong here. She's going to look for her grandmother, to tell her the whole truth. And even when the pack of girls come, she tells the truth. She doesn't capitulate. She doesn't lie. She doesn't hide. She tells it how it was, therefore sealing everyone's fate. Now, everyone can make a decision about what their legacy is. She is going home. Of course, there are many ways to feel into this story. My invitation to you is to find your own way. Maybe take pieces of what I've shared and wrap them with what you in your deep intuition know is true for you. And then let the story walk around with you like a good friend, whispering its wisdoms and blessings for your journey ahead.